This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Edition of What's On Your Mind. We're live at the University of Mary today on the campus. Gary Thalson School of Business, our spot today. Had some meetings out here, so said, you know what, I can never, ever tire of this view, so I'll come out here and enjoy things. And beautiful drive out here today. Watched the eclipse over the moon there. The moon was a little blue. I didn't get that red moon deal. I know some people are talking about a red moon deal, but I did get a little bit of light blue, a little tint to it. But it was, I left Fargo about 5 this morning. It was bright, really, really bright. And then, of course, the eclipse came in, and it was dark by pretty much Jamestown. Just a little sliver left by the time I got an hour and a half west on 94. What did you think of the president's address last night? Did you watch it? What do you think? I'm really curious of your takeaway from this. What you thought about it? Some of the polls today are really interesting. I mean, CBS. Even having to admit, this is pretty incredible. I think something significant happened last night. I don't want to be too dramatic, but the more I ponder this, just from beginning to end, not only if you just go back and read every word of the text, but also just recall some of the stories that were highlighted, those people in the gallery, and then most importantly, probably the reaction by people to things they really should be standing up for, that they did not stand for. When somebody says, we stand for our flag, how does that not bring you off your feet? Right? I mean, I don't understand how that isn't a no-brainer. I can think of a few other examples. In God we trust. That's something most members of Congress should agree on, right? Freedom stands tall over one more monument, this one, the Capitol, this living monument to the American people. That's when they started chanting USA, USA. Man alive. Steve Scalise being honored. I mean, the whole thing was Reagan-esque. Michael Reagan, in fact, himself tweeted last night, I retweeted it, this is a great speech. And he's not a big Trump guy. We proudly stand for the national anthem. You can't stand for that. You know, another thing I thought was pretty amazing. So the president talks about 2.4 million jobs created. He talks about the lowest unemployment in 45 years. Everybody should be glad about that. How are we not glad about that and what it says about our economy? But then you have the Congressional Black Caucus, who made this big stink of this goofy stuff they were going to wear and go out there. And he says, African-American unemployment, the lowest since we've been recording the statistic. And you get crickets from these people. See, I think people who don't follow politics for a living, people who don't live and breathe it, who don't hang on every word of, you know, this piece of legislation, that piece of legislation, people that are just out there making an honest living, going about their days in a farm and a ranch and a shop and a store, building something, doing something. They see that, and they're turned off. They very quickly assess the situation as this is the people who are very hard of heart, who are not there in any way, shape, or form to do anything other than feather their own nest and make their own political situation a little better. Really bad, in my view. Really, really bad. And that's why I say I think it's a turning point for two reasons. One, the president nailed it. I mean, the president absolutely nailed it. He did about as good a job as he possibly could have done on all fronts. He wasn't somebody different. He was still Donald Trump, who's boisterous. I think you got to go back and read The Art of the Deal to really understand what was going on yesterday. Because I think Donald Trump's about 10 steps ahead of everybody. He knows that 80% of that speech is pretty much stuff that a lot of the people watching are going to agree with. He knows the Democrats are going to play this frumpy move, and he played them like fools. Just played them like fools. So I think it'd be a big turning point where the American people, people who, again, are the just average, everyday, go to work, get it done kind of folks, they hear what the media says about them. They hear what Democrats say about them. They get what the swamp is saying, and then they see it in the most watched political event of the year, and they go, really? He's not a monster. He said a lot of stuff I agree with. And you people can't even stand up. You're the ones that don't get it. I think that's the value of what happened last night. That's my 30,000-foot view, but I want yours. 800-228-0550. Todd's up in Garrison today. We're going to check in with the folks from Giving Hearts Day and tell you a little bit about some really neat technology allowing the folks at the Ann Carlson Center to better serve their patients. We have Andy Rickoff, our sports director for Flight Families, down in the Twin Cities covering the Super Bowl, so we'll check in with him. And, of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer as well, the full-hour talk radio town hall, more on the Trump speech last night, the State of the Union. And also Tom Campbell, the Senate candidate, Republican candidate for Senate, met with Vice President Mike Pence yesterday. What's that all about? We're going to ask coming up. Bill in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
I thought it was one of the greatest speeches that I've ever heard of the State of the Union. I think that when you take it all in, if you're a true patriot, if you're just a true patriot of America, how could you absolutely not been behind absolutely everything he said? What the Dems did in sitting down is absolutely shameful, shameful, shame on you, because these were patriotic things that he did, good for America, good for, regardless red or blue, they just, their hatred is so thick, it's shameful, it's perverted, and if they could get beyond that, they could see that the things he's doing are wonderful for America.
Very well said, Bill. Their hatred is perverted. It's just it doesn't make any sense. And that's what I'm saying. I think again, not swamp dwellers, not pundits, not talk show hosts, not people that follow this TikTok every day as for a living. Real people making a living, see what he said and say, wow, I agree with most of that, and see the reaction to the other side and they say, look, I know who's right. I mean, right. That's why I think this is a turning point, because I think the disconnect, the power that the swamp, the Democrats, the media have had and constantly pounding away really fell apart. Peel away the onion, you saw something very different last night. I agree with you.
And even the people, I got to believe there's a lot of liberals who were personally embarrassed by what they seen last night, because there's so many times they should have stood up, so many. Right or wrong, with looking at Princess Pelosi and getting her take first, whether they should stand up or not.
Well said, Bill. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Real People Unite. Tell me what you think. Steve Fargo, you're next.
Hey, Scott. I thought he did a great job. He could have weaned it down a little bit, an hour and a half, a bit much, but I thought the content was excellent. The behavior of the Democrats was predictable and embarrassing. You see Joe Manchin standing up, you know, as an island out there trying to get reelected in West Virginia while the rest of those morons sat on their hands.
I couldn't get a clear shot of Heidi Heitkamp that often. I did see her stand at least once on the coal thing. But Joe Manchin, you're right. I mean, Joe Manchin was like, hey, I'm going to stand up for this stuff,
you kind of look over both shoulders, and then he'd stand up, you know, on some things, you know, like slowly, and then it was just pathetic and embarrassing on the Democrat side. Then I had to punish myself. I was actually talking to my brother, debriefing the speech, and I had Joe Kennedy. Is that Joe Kennedy's grandson or great-grandson?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, so Joe Kennedy. I think it's Ted Kennedy's grandson, isn't it?
So why would it be Joe 3? Because he named him after his brother, I guess. That would make more sense. Okay, anyway.
Well, Joe Kennedy was the grandfather. Joe Kennedy was Teddy and Jack's dad, right?
But Joe 2 Jr. died in World War II in that plane crash, right?
You're thinking of John Jr. You're thinking of Jack Kennedy's son.
No, Jack Kennedy's older brother Joe was killed in World War II in an experimental remote control bomber mission over England.
All right, so his dad. I'm just looking this up. His dad is Joe Kennedy, who's
right.
Also a congressman. But yeah.
It was old man Joe who was the ambassador to England during the right. Neville Chamberlain incident, and then Joe Jr. died in World War II. So how could Joe III be so young? Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But did you hear any of his speech?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
what I heard was he was talking about Marxism. He was like, how can CEOs make X? We need to fix that. He wants government control of wages. Class warfare. That's all he's got. Embarrassing.
And it was, you know, I always, you know, feel bad for the person who has to deliver that speech. They did a pretty good job by having an audience and putting it at a tech school and trying their best. But I Chris Berg made the point earlier, like, okay, so this is the party that wants to put a new face on its party, and they got a white Kennedy speaking Spanish. It was a little odd.
Red-haired white Kennedy's the new.
They're trying too hard. They're trying too hard. This is a rudderless group of individuals that really are sad. They really are. Appreciate the call, Steve. Dave and Minot next to go when we come back. More of your take. Tell me what you thought of the speech. 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I am asking every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Your response aids in the funding and development of farm programs and the boosting of support services. Among many other benefits, your response helps show the entire nation the value of agriculture to our country and the world. With an improved online questionnaire for this census, responding is easier and more convenient than ever. As always, all responses are secure and confidential as required by law. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. Help rural America. Be counted. Respond now at www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Crete, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Everybody knows who Frank Luntz is that follows the politics at all, but I would fairly call him a swamp dweller. He does these focus groups, and he's a liberal Republican, I'd say. Anyway, he tweets out last night after the speech, "Tonight I owe Donald Trump an apology. Tonight I was moved and inspired. Tonight I have hope and faith in America again. It may go away tomorrow, but tonight America is great again." It's from Frank Luntz, who, by the way, is a wordsmith and word master and, you know, has been involved in writing speeches and using the right words. So he is an expert in that area. He later said, even in foreign policy and national security, this speech is a perfect blend of strength and empathy. These heroic stories break our hearts, but sturdy our resolve. This is the Trump his voters wanted him to be. When the swamp is talking like that, when CBS has to put out a poll that says 75% of people who watched it agreed with it, folks, this is the political earth beneath you moving. That's why I say I don't think this is a one-off. I think this can be fairly described as a turning point of sorts. Let me get Dave and Minot in here. Jim Bismarck, John Minot, Jim Fargo, Kathy Buell behind him. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, as far as Kennedy was concerned, when I heard he was going to give the Democratic response, I said, oh, great, here we go. And with everything else the Democratic Party has thrown at President Trump and the rest of us Trump supporters, they've been absolutely brutal to us. You know, and what I'm going to do, I'm not going to gloat about our greatest speech we ever heard last night that we'll ever hear in our lifetimes, as far as I'm concerned. What I'm going to do is, the Democrats have believed in their own nonsense and centered their lives around it for many decades, and it's caved away, and they're a very lost group of people. And the last step of our great victory in this country is to reach out to them as conservative Republicans, as citizens, and help bring them aboard. And that's all I got to say. It's great.
Okay. I'd never not. Think that's a good idea at some point. You know, I mean, when it's rejected, it's rejected, but why not try? So, good idea, Dave. And they're leaderless, rudderless, clearly, so, you know, maybe the help will be well-received. Man alive. You can't even make it up. You know, I think about Heidi Heitkamp this week voting on something as unthinkable of allowing the death of an unborn child when we know by science they can feel pain, and disregarding that, voting against that, something that, you know, North Dakotans support in large measure, a majority, and then having a little high five with Chuck Schumer seconds after the vote. Are you kidding me? I mean, are they that crass? Are they that cold? So, keep reaching out. Don't disagree. Let me tell you a little bit about Giving Hearts Day coming up, then we'll get back to more of your calls here on What's on Your Mind. Mark Coppett is here. Mark is a tech director with the Ann Carlson Center, and the Ann Carlson Center is one of the charities that you can help. Of course, legendary entity and doing work all across the state of North Dakota, and they have some new technological innovations and programs that users can access that have special needs that help them deliver their services to a wider area. And that's what your donation will help coming up on Giving Hearts Day on February 8th, just around the corner. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So give me an example of one of these technological innovations that's changing how you deliver care.
Well, there's been a really exciting time, I think, right now within education, special education, and assistive technology, with a lot of the innovations that we were seeing in technology. We're at the Ann Carlson Center, we're kind of always looking for those newer technologies, those cutting edge technologies that will really make a difference for the students that we work with and level the playing field. So we're looking at things like 3D printing. Is there some options for us with 3D printing to make some adaptations? We're looking at virtual reality. We're looking at some of the new Internet of Things solutions that are out there, and looking at robotics and developing key partnerships with universities, private businesses, and other institutions to be able to provide the best opportunities for the students that we work with. And that's why we're really lucky to be able to have something like Giving Hearts Day, where we can raise money to be able to support those efforts that we want with the students that we work with.
You know, the beauty of Giving Hearts Day, February 8th, so I say, hey, I love this idea. I want to give to the Ann Carlson Center. You have matches lined up where the money is multiplied, right?
Absolutely. We will be doubling the gifts all day. So any type of a donation that will come in, it will be doubled. So it really maximizes giving. And I think North Dakota has been really lucky, or this area has been really lucky to be able to have an event like this that we can be able to give gifts and to have those matched. And not only just the Ann Carlson Center, but there's many other nonprofits that benefit from a Giving Hearts Day.
Go to impactgiveback.org. Get all set up, ready to go. Check out the charities. $41 million to date has been raised on Giving Hearts Day, and they beat the record every year, so this year will be no exception. Fascinating story. Love the good folks and the good work you do at Ann Carlson Center. Mark, thanks for an update on that technology piece. I hope it garners lots of donations on Giving Hearts Day. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to chat with you. All right, north of Bismarck we go, and Jim, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me what you thought of that speech last night.
Well, I thought it was a very good speech, but the people that the liberals voted into Congress that were sitting on their hands, if President Trump would have promoted the Giving Hearts Day and talked about the good work that they're doing and suggested that the people should give to that organization, the Democrats would have sat on their hands for that also. Trump was pro-American, America first, America, 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 and all the Democrats could do was sit on their hands. And then the Kennedy response, I watched most of that, and I think the key statement of his whole speech was Trump can build the wall, but his generation's going to tear it down. Pretty much gives you the mindset of where they're coming from, and it's not America first, it's Mexico first and anybody else that wants to come into this country first ahead of Americans.
But you know what? 75% of Americans, 75% said, no, we're not sitting. We're standing. We're applauding. In a CBS poll, okay? That's why I call this a turning point. I think that what you described is right. I mean, they would sit on their hands no matter what, given last night. I mean, because there was things everybody should stand for. And God We Trust, you can't stand up for that. For crying out loud, the flag, you can't stand for that. I mean, you can't stand for the lowest unemployment in 45 years, lowest African-American unemployment ever. But I think people recognize that, and I think that just does them harm. I think this is a big turning point for Trump connecting with more Americans. And the disconnect from the mainstream media, the old media, the fake media, will be more prevalent. I really do believe that. Great points, Jim. Thanks. John and Minot, your take.
Yeah, you were wondering who Joe Kennedy was?
Yeah, we were just trying to sort
of... They said Joe Kennedy was Bob Kennedy's grandson. So I would say that would be Robert Kennedy's grandson.
It looks to me like he's...
This is what they said on the news. That's all I know about it.
They said it was Robert Kennedy's grandson?
Right.
Got it. So Robert, but I'm trying
Robert Kennedy was Attorney General.
Right. And then, then his son, Joe, is this guy's dad. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Now we got it.
And which Kennedy was on the PT boat?
Well, that was John F. Kennedy.
Well, that was John F.
President.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as far as Pelosi goes, I think she went over the edge when she was trying to push Obamacare. I guess that's about all I got to say.
Yeah, she didn't have much left. She had, I don't know what she was, I don't know if she mixed up her toothpaste for her Preparation H or what happened last night, but something was a little amiss there, that whole deal. More of your take, Galen, when we come back from Bismarck. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. HATandSons.com is the website. Do me a favor, go there today and check out a link that you'll find on the website that'll tell you a little bit about something I talk about a lot in the program, and that is how H.A. Thompson & Sons can help you shave some bucks off the bottom line. As you head into 2018 here and you're watching costs and you're trying to make sure we get things just right, right? You want to tap into the services they have. The Link Service Contract provides cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and building owners throughout the entire region. So if you go under the commercial link and commercial contract maintenance, click on that link. There's a little video that explains this about the revolutionary change they've brought to the industry. They maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains now. HATandSons.com or call them at 223-3393. President of the United States in his State of the Union address last night. What did you think of it? Galen and Bismarck, tell me.
Oh, thank you. The speech last night was, I would say, the best ever heard of any State of the Union address ever, in lieu of the light that the disparity in the country, the disagreement. However, it was very positive going on for what we need to have in this great country and what we're doing, and it's our citizens. It was also great for uniting those who wanted to work with it's issues that are dear to Democrats, not as DACA, illegal immigrants, infrastructure, etc. However, you can't make someone work for you or like you who hates us. And I think what we saw last night was that those who would not clap, who would not look like they wanted to cooperate or cared one bit, somber face, just the anger, could see that in there. And it's if someone wants to give you $1 million, you can still hate their guts, you know. And that's what it seemed like.
And somebody earlier called and just said the Republicans should just continue to reach out and do everything in their power. And I don't disagree. I mean, I think you've got a rudderless party there, and to say, hey, let's find areas where we agree and get some stuff done. But you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him to drink, right?
Yep. So, yep. And I think what they did last night is going to further erode the Democratic Party.
I do too. I couldn't agree anymore. And I think that's why it's a huge turning point, because, again, reasonable people watch that and they say, what?
Yep.
You know, stand up for the flag, stand up for In God We Trust, stand up for low unemployment, 2.4 million new jobs. Well, why are these people standing? I mean, they become a story. So, they're against it. Somebody just texted to say, asked if I heard Heidi Heitkamp belittle the tax cuts on CNN today. How embarrassing. I didn't. But that's the kind of thing. Look, I mean, you could say, well, I wanted more of this or more of that. But to belittle the fact that people are getting more money in their paychecks is just political suicide. It's like high-fiving Chuck Schumer. Yeah. She did that, too.
Yeah, you know, I think next year we'll be saying goodbye to Heidi.
I do,
that's
too.
That's all I can say about that issue.
She's just too far disconnected from where North Dakotans are. She has been all along. That's where her heart is. She's just done a very good job of masking it, but Trump has exposed all that. I agree with you. Thanks, Galen. Appreciate the call. Is Senator Campbell hooked up yet, Brad?
Yes.
He's ready to go. Okay. I'll get to him in just 1 second here. Kayla in Beulah waiting to weigh in on President Trump's address last night. Kathy, what'd you think?
Well, I think he did a wonderful job, and I just feel bad that he has to work with Democrats that are so small-minded, and I would like to see them have some large pacifiers made and passed out for those Democrats that keep sitting on their hands. That's all I have to say.
He could have had a little prop there, open the box and start handing them out. He did a couple of times sort of look over like, hey, come on. I mean, he didn't say anything, but he kind of gestured like, you know, you can't stand for that. It was pretty good. Pacifiers, I like it, Kathy. In fact, maybe, Tom, that's something you want to do. Maybe, Tom Campbell, folks, state senator from Grafton, farmer from Grafton, and a candidate for the Republican nomination for the Senate, who was with Vice President Pence yesterday. What would you think of that? Maybe hand Senator Heitkamp a pacifier, since she couldn't stand very much last night?
Well, I would probably chime in with promoting America like Trump is trying to do, with so many things that he's proven, you know, to do last night. When he said we're building a safe and strong and proud America, people strong, I just thought of the North Dakota tough. We weathered these storms probably better than anybody else in the 2008-2009 financial crisis with their strong ag and oil back then. And I just like to promote the positive things and not dwell on, you know, the negative things. It's just really sad to see, as one of your previous callers commented, on the Democrats not applauding, not standing on the things that are very, very American. It just goes to show that they're more so interested in not, you know, seeing our country go down than a Democratic Party stand up. And that's what's really, really sad, because we do truly need to come together. And so many people have said that, even on the left, and it just never seems to happen. And now we finally got the snowball rolling in a big fashion, and they're still sticking up to their side. And I think it's going to be fatal for them. There's no question about it, because of the stuff we're seeing that Trump's been doing. And that's what I've been promoting, is the Trump agenda to continue to get the country, you know, back on track, which I feel it is, with all the things. I don't want to go into that, but there's just it's endless of the list of the positive things that have been going on by Trump.
You were with Vice President Mike Pence at the White House yesterday. Why were you there?
He invited me, and that was quite an honor. The last time I was in the White House was with Ronald Reagan, and not to see him, but just to tour it with a friend. So that was quite an honor to be invited, and it went very, very well. We hit it off pretty well. He actually came out in the reception area personally and got me and brought me to his office, which was kind of a very humble, remarkable thing for him to do. I think we were only allocated for 20 minutes to half hour. We spent almost an hour there. Ironically, we're the, you know, born the same year, graduated the same year from high school, married the same year, share our same Christian values. He's very, very strong. It was kind of interesting. He's going to put me on his prayer list, he told me, and he wanted to know my wife's name, which is Lori. So it was phenomenal. We got very personal, and he was very relaxed and laid back, and he basically didn't want the meeting to end. We went way past our allotted time, and one of his chief of staff was kind of encouraging him. It was his job to end it, and Pence wasn't paying attention to him. We were the last two to leave the room, and we talked for another 10 minutes, and it was just phenomenal to see that. He really appreciated our TV ad that he saw with that was pro-Trump agenda, and he appreciated the stuff that we've been doing. You know, I've been on in with Trump back when there was 11 presidential candidates, and he was aware of that. So it was kind of fun to visit with somebody that's so influential and that can make a difference, and just to share an hour with.
How tapped in is the vice president to this race and the fact that you're facing, obviously you're seeking the Republican nomination to ultimately face Heidi Heitkamp? I mean, are they paying attention? Are they encouragers? What is their thoughts on this race?
Yes, they are. Now, it's probably the purpose of the invitation from him for me to come there. They know that this seat is very important. They've been seeing that Senator Heitkamp has opposed and obstructed their agenda. So many, the big last four or five votes that she voted against, the majority of what I feel hardworking North Dakota families want. Just 2 nights ago, she voted against the pro-life or the 20-week abortion bill, which was surprising. They didn't need her vote for it to get killed, so you'd think she's pretty good at that, voting when her vote really doesn't count or they don't need it. And she didn't even exercise that, so that is, in my opinion, really telling me what is on her heart. It's a combination of that's what she truly believes, and she was just continuing to listen to the liberal left approach, Chuck Schumer and the New York, Washington, D.C. Advocates. So it was without a doubt, so many people, I've had hundreds and hundreds of people text me, email, call me. They've had enough of that, and they can see through it. And so I think the timing's right, and I just really feel fired up after spending an hour with our Vice President of the United States.
Texter says, ask Tom if he's as fired up to fight Heidi Heitkamp as Donald Trump is obviously fired up to fight the Democrats.
Absolutely. I've had competition all my life, and I'm ready. I got a phenomenal team, some of the best consultants out east. We've learned from past races what not to do. we're in this to win, and I love a good fight. bring it on. Especially, I told Chris Berg a couple weeks ago when he asked me about character and so forth, I will never attack her character because I've got all kinds of ammunition and her voting record to attack. So I'm ready, and just to answer that fellow's question, I'm ready, and I have been at it for 7 months. So looking forward to it and would appreciate his support.
There is a fair amount of chatter out there from folks, including Gary Ameneth himself, that he will be a candidate for the Republican nomination as well. Is this a competition you welcome? Is that a good thing, bad thing? What are your thoughts on Gary Ameneth entering the race as well?
Well, I know him a little bit. It's a free country. Anybody can run at any time. That's a democracy, which I like. That's good. I've been at this for 7 months. I've spent a lot of capital and resources and had a lot of donors, a lot of people that have come on board. It's actually seems like it's almost late. The district conventions have already started. I've just always supported Trump, and I just continue to, promote that. I've been talking to delegates. So, as far as him coming in, we'll see. He hasn't officially announced yet. We're kind of waiting and seeing. There's actually four district conventions in Bismarck tonight, and he's in District 35, so I believe he's going to show up as a delegate for sure, and we'll see if he speaks or not. But I'm ready for it. I think I'm very, very pro-Trump. I've been with Trump from the beginning, and I continue to support him, and we'll see where Gary goes with that.
About a minute left. Speaking of that, last night and the address, you were in Washington, obviously, of all the hubbub of the president's speech. Do you sense that the Trump team is turning a corner here as far as, 75% approval on that speech last night? What do you make of this?
Oh, I think so, especially even some moderates and some of the Democrats on the left are like him. How could you not, Scott? I mean, the old saying is that whether you like him or not, you want to always chime in and hook onto a successful team. And I think people are realizing that with the, especially the tax reform, the stock market, it's not just the rich getting richer on the tax reform, it's all income levels. So it's just overwhelmingly coming out to play. And people are saying that, gosh, maybe I don't like him, but he's putting more money in my pocket. And I like as he's growing the economy, unemployment. So I just think it's just, they're just getting warmed up, and I think.
Yeah, one of the things I've been talking about today is that it seems to me that a lot of people that don't pay attention to anything other than what the media says see that speech and say, "Well, what they've been saying about him doesn't sound true to me." So this is going to be fascinating to watch. Interesting story that you were with the vice president yesterday at the White House. Thanks, Tom Campbell. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
And the sacred duty of every elected official in this chamber is to defend Americans, to protect their safety, their families, their communities, and their right to the American dream. Because Americans are dreamers too.
Evidently, the president is fond of using that line with people that are advocating for the quote-unquote dreamers that are part of DACA. And he uses that himself a lot in private, and to use it in the speech was pretty significant. Really, again, a shot across the bow at Democrats who forget that, you know, there's a lot of tax-paying, God-fearing, freedom-loving folks that follow the rules. You better remember them, too. They're dreamers, too. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Great way to go. We're brought to you in part today by our friends in Watford City. And they have a lot of fun things coming up here in a few days. The Brewers Guild Fest is going to, this is the Beer Fest, the North Dakota Brewers Guild Beer Fest, Saturday, February 10th. Great event in Watford City. It'll be at Stoneholm Brewing. Brewers from across the state. Live music, food, great beer. They have tickets for that at eventbrite.com. So check that out if you want to go to that. That should be a lot of fun. And then also Bulls, Bronx, and Bulldoggin'. Get that on your calendar for Saturday, March 3rd. $15 for adults, $10 for kids 6 through 12. Free for those 5 and under. 7 p.m. at the McKenzie County Fairgrounds Indoor Arena. Always something going on in Watford City. Don't forget the great deal we have. Best of the West deal. When you ask your hotel, you get a special discount, 10% off their already low best rate. So that gets you an even better deal. Can't beat that at all. How did Donald Trump do last night, do you think? How do you rate this speech? Virginia and Bismarck, what did you think?
Okay, are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
I was out celebrating my birthday, so I'm going to have Rush Limbaugh sum it up for me today.
Well, and I'll help a little bit if you know we're going to talk to Congressman Cray. We have some more clips too, but
okay.
I'll give you my headline, Virginia, while you're waiting for Rush. Grand slam home run. Could not have done better. Yeah.
I want to just depart a tad from that about the vote. Heidi is getting all kinds of attention bringing it to North Dakota that she probably didn't think she would. But I have two sentences to read to you about that or similar. The Guardian reports starting March 1st, chefs will not be able to boil lobsters anymore due to the pain they might feel. There is evidence lobsters and other invertebrates feel pain when they are boiled. So how come? Did they ask a lobster? And they answered yes, and yet we can't treat babies with the same respect.
That is the question Heidi Heitkamp should answer, and why she would high five.
It's all over the net. I get a lot of pro-life sites, and it's all over the net. So North Dakota's on the map.
It should be. And she ought to answer for how it's okay to, you know, be concerned about a lobster's pain, but not a baby?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
You couldn't be more right, Virginia. You could not be more right. Keep up the fight. We are winning this. We absolutely are. All right. Let me check in now with our own Andy Rickoff, sports director, who's down in the Twin Cities covering the Super Bowl. Our Super Bowl updates brought to you by the TCI team, your full-service local independent insurance agency. Andy, recap for our audience what Dan Patrick told you yesterday about Carson Wentz. That was fascinating to me.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, Scott. We were down there talking with the whole NBC crew, Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, and like you mentioned, Dan Patrick as well. He came through on the mini red carpet, got a chance to talk with him, and he loved Carson. He thought Carson did a fantastic job in the first couple of years. The only thing he would change is maybe take a few less hits, and I think we all kind of agree with that. Maybe Carson needs to change things up a little bit, Dan thought, decide when is necessary to go for the big hit and when is not necessary, not to completely change and, you know, never run out of the pocket, but instead just to kind of judge when it's worth it to go for the big hit, whether it's a touchdown or a first down, maybe not so much worth it because then you end up missing some time like he is here in the Super Bowl.
We're a few days removed still from the Super Bowl, but what's the mood like there? What's the scene like?
The mood's great. The mood is fantastic. The Mall of America is where all the media stuff is. It's where the two teams are located on the hotels attached to the mall. So all the media is up here. The mall is packed. There's a ton of people. The parking is packed. It's hard to find a spot. I assume it will get more and more packed the closer we get to the game. But I'm just looking right now outside the media area, Scott. I see a Carson Wentz jersey. I see some Vikings jerseys. I've seen some Patriots gear as well. So all the teams are represented, and the fans are showing out for this one. It's really a cool atmosphere so far.
More Philly fans, more fans from Philly, the Eagle fans, or would you say more Patriot fans overall?
Overall, I think I've actually seen more Patriots gear so far, more like the sweatshirts and stuff. Not the jerseys, but a lot of the sweatshirts and hats and T-shirts and stuff for Patriots fans. I have seen a lot of Carson Wentz jerseys. Now, whether that is Philadelphia fans or people from Bismarck or Fargo that are making their way down, that's, I guess, to be determined if they're Eagles fans or just Carson Wentz fans, I'd say.
Any Vikings fans that are still weeping?
Not that I've seen. No tears yet. But I would assume as we get a little bit closer to game time, you see that your team is not playing, and then it just kind of reminds you of it. I would probably dig the knife a little bit deeper. And that was kind of cool talking to Dan Patrick and some guys about that too, Scott, was they just don't know. I mean, they are just as befuddled as the rest of us. Is what happened to the Vikings defense in that NFC Championship game. We're still kind of scratching our heads about it even a couple weeks later here.
No kidding. Real quickly, anything else that's kind of emerging as the big storyline about the game that folks are focusing on?
Well, we'll get a chance to unearth some more storylines today. Both teams have their media availability, so we'll get a chance to catch up with the Eagles here in a few minutes and the Patriots a bit later. We'll have those on Facebook Live, so check out AM1100 The Flag on Facebook for some more video updates of everything happening this week. We'll try to find those storylines for you, Scott.
All right, sir. Sounds good. We'll chat with you later. Andy Rickoff, giving us updates from the Super Bowl, brought to you by the TCI team. Todd Mitchell is in Garrison today. We're going to check in with him coming up. And Congressman Kramer takes your calls next.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.